This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Greg tweets in, says Woods, his owner, tells GM, just do what you do. I'll be in Saint-Tropez if you need me. I don't know. I think I'm kind of a jock sniffer, Ben, so I'd kind of be hanging around. As the owner, I'd be like Jerry Jones, but I'd be way less invasive. But I would be down in my seats every night, dapping guys up.
I wouldn't understand. Why would you buy a sports team
if you didn't want to be around
if you didn't want to go to the majority of the games there and
like
enjoy the perks of owning a sports team?
Me and Paulie got to watch this really nice moment between Manny and Peter Seidler the other day, and I love that. I wouldn't be in the owner's box much. You know where I would be? In those seats right by the dugout. Because I'd want him to know, oh, God, he's here. He's watching. But it wouldn't be that. I'd be dapping him up. What's up, dude? Get a knock.
Pauly, wasn't it you who told the story of the Mariners, yes, Nintendo owners, who not only never went to a game in Seattle, but even when their team came and played the A's in Japan, yeah, like 5 minutes from headquarters.
We're good.
Yeah, it's too big. Nah, we're not. We don't need to go watch
just
our team play.
Terrible.
Totally don't get that. I don't understand.
Yeah, Jerry Jones is the tip. Cuban is a good... He's a little over the top, too, and I think I would be a little Mark Cuban, screaming at the umpires, stuff like that. I'd be hard for me to control myself. It's hard for me to control myself as a member of the media, which is why I bought season tickets, so I can scream and yell at the games. But it would be really hard if I was like, I own all of this. All of these people are here because of me. The ego would be through the roof, and I would be screaming at umpires all the time. They would have to run me from my seats.
I understand Mark Cuban... You know, it's so much knowing that you're like responsible for all of it.
Yeah.
It would drive you crazy when things didn't go the way you kind of envisioned them and planned them to go. With sports, they never do. That's the thing. You're sitting there and a bad call, it derails everything.
Yes.
You'd lose your mind.
I'd lose my mind.
You'd lose your mind if that happens.
You have to have a certain mental capacity. I don't have it. I live and die as a fan. You know, and a season ticket holder. I live and die with every pitch.
You would be miserable.
As an owner, I'd be a wreck.
With all the power, they lose, they blow a 4-1 lead, half the team's gone the next day.
I would just be livid. I would be livid. It would be so hard. Oh, Peter's not that way. I'm sure he gets mad about losing and happy about winning, but, I mean, I couldn't handle it.
Think about last night. I mean, you had the weird catcher's interference replay call that ended up being part of the game-winning rally before Manny Machado's home run. Things different if, you know, Juan Soto doesn't get on base there. Jurickson Profar starting the ninth inning, obviously, with the single. So huge.
So massive. What a clutched up so big last night, Jurickson did. That catch was astounding.
He had a ton of great, you know, moments since the trade deadline, but that was huge by Jurickson last night.
Got absolutely robbed earlier in the game, hit a missile down to second base that knocked over their second baseman. I can't remember who it was at this point. Knocked him over, flat on his ass, throws Jurickson out, and you see Jurickson slam the helmet down, like, just frustrated to stay within himself, to come in that big spot, get that knock and make that catch. That catch
I feel
was
like
Jurickson
was robbed on a blooper down the left field line that could have brought up a run earlier in the game. Had the Drury home run robbing catch. You had the second base that shot that would have brought in runs.
Yeah.
You had the ball that bounced over the wall that cost the Padres a run.
A lot of breaks went against
possibly
them.
Like four runs taken off the board, as many by, you know, and Jesse Agler. I'm driving into the game last night, you know, right before first pitch, and Jesse and Tony are saying, you know, Alex Cobb has actually been pretty good, better than the numbers.
Let's talk about him for a second.
But he's a ground ball pitcher who has gotten just some of the worst defense behind him all season. The Giants, like 28th in defense. They've been horrible behind Alex Cobb. So what do they do last night? They play their mind defensively.
Out of their minds.
Played their brains out last night.
Dude, let's talk about Cobb, because I even said it on the air yesterday. I go, look, you're going to get this win tonight. It's Alex Cobb. Let's treat him like Alex Cobb. Then Alex Cobb comes out throwing 96 mile an hour two seam lane changes on the black, and I was like, oh, we're in for it. We in the splitter.
A heavy splitter, a lane changer. You know, good velo.
Oh, my God.
He was good.
Oh, my God.
He was good last night.
Dude, there is no doubt. I mean, and look, you know, I thought about it, and I said, do I want to make this point on the radio, or is it it's kind of stupid to say? But you got to remember, too, people are going to get up for these games now. Your opponent. They want to beat a team of Manny Machado, Juan Soto, Jurickson Profar. They want to beat this team. They're going to get up for you. And Alex Cobb got up last night, and I think somebody said on the broadcast or was on Twitter, they said, when did he get 96 in the bag? Right? Like that looked really good.
He went to drive line in the offseason.
Did he?
Tony Gwynn Jr. was bitter, actually. He like he goes, yeah, pitchers, they can go drive line and they can add some velo. Hitters, what do? We can't do anything. We're just sitting up there trying to react to what the pitchers are doing. There's not much that we can do other than react. And Jesse heard the bitterness in his voice. But Jesse was pointing out, they're bad defensively. Well, not last night. Giants played well last night and tried to give the Padres fits in that game. I know they're a 500 team essentially this year, but they're still a lot of pieces from a 107-win team last year on those San Francisco Giants. There are guys who know how to win baseball games on that team.
Hey, if anybody in this audience didn't think that Jock Peterson was going to yak one last night, I think you're kidding yourself. I fully expected Jock Peterson to come through because it feels like he's done it against this team for years. So, you know, to neutralize him, essentially, Ben, was a dub in my book. But I mean, what an idiot I sounded like, because Alex Cobb came out and was dotting the black. That lane changer, that two-seamer, Ben, was as dirty as I've seen. Did he make pitching ninja? I'm assuming he probably did for some of the pitches he threw last night, because he was on his game.
We'll look ahead to the final game this afternoon, series finale, in just a few minutes. Right now, though, let's see what else is going on. It's time for the Rondo Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondo Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondo Report with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Say the mood has been blessed.
Yes, the
today.
Mood was blessed.
You blessed it with shots.
Yes,
before
shots.
The game.
It worked. Guess what has to happen at 1 o'clock today? I got a drink again.
What did you take a shot of?
It was Jack Daniels Fire.
Is it
which
like,
is like cinnamon? It's like Fireball.
So like Fireball, but the
and
Jack Daniels branded.
I got roasted for it. It's all we have champagne in my home. You need
another quality bottle of alcohol. I'll get some for you.
Listen, is that a? I thought we were all...
You have to have more than cinnamon-flavored whiskey in your home.
Well, okay, so I have a bottle of Gentleman Jack, but it's not open.
All right.
So I didn't want to open the Gentleman Jack.
Can I get you a nice sip of tequila, maybe?
Oh, God, I'm going to get killed. I'm not the world's biggest tequila fan, because I drink one, and then I want six. And then I end up
maybe
in the gutter.
A Grey Goose or a Kettle One, maybe?
Just shots of vodka is weird to me.
It's easy. Ice cold, no problem there.
So is it not manly to drink Jack Daniel's Fire? It's not like it was bubblegum schnapps.
No, but
am I less of a man?
That's fine. No, you're not. No,
Paulie, ring the misogyny bell on Ben.
Not if less you would, of a man.
Then what am I?
You're just not cultured.
What? It's a shot.
Yeah, but whiskeys can be a delicious craft product.
Not if you don't have it.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't have a barrel of sour mash in the backyard.
You need some good quality whiskey.
But I don't drink much. What do I need it for?
You know, something decent.
He's calling me a wuss, is what he's
doing. Don't have any Blue Label.
Yeah, right. Not all of us can have a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle around whenever we want it.
I've never tried it. I really would love to. Hard to find.
You know what? And I'll blindfold you, and I'll give you Costco, and you won't know the difference. I promise you.
Costco has good alcohol.
I will promise you. You will
and
not.
You don't
know
need
the
to be
difference.
A member to buy it. Secret tip, okay. By the way.
All right. Well, I guess I'll bust out the Gentleman Jack today. So I'm
more
manly.
Hey, you can't change what you did. You're stuck with
damn it,
Jack Daniel's
fire. My wife, she came home with it, and I go, "What is this?" She goes, "I don't know. I panicked. We were having people over or something." She goes, I didn't know. Or no, she got it as a gift for somebody. And I go, "You don't have to give gifts just for going to people's homes. Stop with the gifts." So he kept it. And, I mean, tastes good. It tastes like cinnamon. I didn't know that it made me less of a man. Or uncultured.
Isn't that just a little bit like mouthwash?
Yes, cinnamon mouthwash. It was actually quite refreshing.
Right.
I just played 18 holes. Tasted pretty damn good.
Sorry, Paulie.
Sorry, Paul.
It's the Rondo Report brought to you by OverAskSD.com. OverAskSD.com is the easiest, hassle-free way to sell your home. Get your all-cash offer in less than 24 hours by going to OverAskSD.com. Today, seeing a little bit of a new trend developing here on the Rondo Report. I think we're going to get a lot of Hard Knocks updates over the next few weeks because, my God, I still need to watch the first episode. I haven't watched it in a couple of years.
Haven't either. We watched it. We got way into it in our
Cleveland year.
It was our first year together as a show. We needed content.
I didn't watch the LA one.
Mm-mm.
Was last year the Raiders?
Raiders, yeah. I couldn't have been less interested.
We also got our hands slapped with rulers if we didn't talk a minimum amount of football on every show.
That's true. Hence all the Cleveland Browns.
Really miserable.
Talk. But my God, Dan Campbell is maybe my favorite person.
He's so good.
In football.
Somebody said yesterday, I don't know if Dan Campbell can coach, but is he? He's central casting football coach.
I've got a couple of different clips. They're short, they're out of context, but they are still very, very funny.
Pure gold
and nonsensical.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
He's going to beat up disabled? Is that what he's saying? I don't care if you're disabled.
How
I'll beat your ass.
How can you only have one cheek, though?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
All right, three toes, I get it. An unfortunate accident at some point. I'm sorry for you. But how can you only have the one cheek? I'm sorry if there's someone out there who's missing the left side.
We'll probably get a DM later.
I'm sorry.
You're going to contact us through the station's website.
Stay away from Dan Campbell is my advice to you.
He will beat your ass anyway.
Had a phenomenal dad joke. Talking to Derek Deese Jr., tight end for the Lions.
Come on, Deese. Deese nuts.
Just cracking himself up.
He said it almost. He looked away Deese nuts. He's a.
Come on, Deese. Deese nuts.
Smiling
when he
says
that. Got him! It's a 4-year-old.
So sad that they're a 3-win football team.
I know. I want it for him so bad.
But he's also.
Are they our new NFL? We should adopt them and just be Lions fans.
No,
we got
I'm cheering
nothing.
For Kevin O'Connell.
I'm going to watch. I will watch.
The Vikings. I'm a Vikings guy now.
Here's a little Dan Campbell actually being football coach, though. Not just cracking jokes, not being weird.
Deese nuts.
All I think about is you guys. That's all I think about, man. That's all I think about is you guys and how I set you up for the best possible advantage I can give you to have a season. I swear to you, man. I just need you to trust me. That's all. Please. Let's be better tomorrow.
Me trying to sell Ben on bits in the early parts of Ben and Woods.
That's all I think about is you guys.
That's it.
And how I set you up for the best possible.
Just trust me.
The best possible advantage I can give you.
But Woods, we have to talk USD Athletics. We have to.
That's all I think about.
That's all
you
I think
guys
about, Ben.
And how I set you up.
Just asking you to trust me.
These nuts.
I would. See, if you had lines like that, I would totally trust you.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
So good, dude. He's so good. I love him so much. I want them to rip off 14 wins this season and go on a run.
No kidding.
I want to see him. I want to see him. You know, we always talk about the ones that got away. Like, Tony Gwynn never getting to win a World Series ring is a travesty. You know, Mike Trout having little to zero playoff experience is a travesty. I feel Dan Marino not getting one. I feel that if Dan Campbell doesn't win a Super Bowl, we have all been robbed. As sports fans, we've been robbed. He deserves it for that stuff alone.
Saw this tweet from Stephanie Apstein, MLB writer for Sports Illustrated, I believe. We've had her on a few times.
Yeah.
I had to read it a couple of times. I thought it was a joke. I thought, I'm missing something. Was this MLB on Facts or The Onion? She tweeted out yesterday, Keith Hernandez just said on the Mets broadcast that he has asked SNY not to make him call games against the Phillies because he doesn't like watching them play. Quote, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just not up to it. And I had to look around and Jared Greenspan from the New York Post, he wrote a story. Keith Hernandez not going to be broadcasting the Mets-Phillies games. They play two series together in the next 2 weeks, and he is going to be off on both of them.
I don't understand.
Phillies are red hot. They've won like 40 of 59 games. They're red hot. And I saw metrically, like, they were bad defensively early in the season. They've gotten like a lot better. Maybe Keith Hernandez needs to pay a little more attention to the Phillies.
Why would he, if you're a Mets broadcast, then why wouldn't you want to call that game? It'd be fun to make fun of them, right? That'd be the game.
Assuming your team has easy wins,
right,
in those games?
Right, yeah. It's a weird, I've never heard that.
That's very odd.
Like if Mudd just.
Night game of the day, night double header.
I missed both Philly series. I have to go this weekend to St. Louis for the 40th anniversary of 82. I'll join you in Atlanta. And then
and
I
what's
a,
your excuse the following weekend?
It's a scheduled off series. And, you know, I've expressed to the front office, not the Met front office, our front office of SNY, that I hate doing Philly games. So I guess they gave me the series off.
You hate doing Philly games?
Oh, because they always never seem to. Oh, up and in fastball. They never seem to disappoint. I mean, they, over the years, now they're hot right now. I would like to see them. But, you know, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just, you know, not up to it.
Maybe we can shoehorn you into the schedule now that they're playing well and maybe up to your standards.
Well, we'll see.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's a very bizarre rant.
So bizarre. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't either.
He's a weird dude.
And finally, 7 years after making their debut in Milan, Domino's is saying goodbye to Italy.
I saw this morning. Can you imagine?
Where's Adam Jones going to eat next on his European vacation?
Can you imagine going to Italy? You're like, ooh, little stuffed crust action sounds really good. I found this so delightful and funny.
I mean, are there Taco Bells in Mexico? I really doubt it.
I doubt it. I was in, when we went on our honeymoon and we were in London, I took a picture of me and us in front of a Subway. It was like our favorite English, you know, sandwich shop. You're in Milan. Who's the genius that was like, yeah, let's put one there. In the home of the greatest pizza. Like,
he says, trying to open Domino's Pizza in Italy is like trying to sell snow in the North Pole.
That's exactly right. So it didn't make it. It's going out of business.
Weird.
Is it? But I, okay. All right, let's take a step back from that. There are times that I want Taco Bell. I've got a taco shop within a stone's throw of my home. I got 10 of them that are phenomenal. But there are sometimes I just want Taco Bell. Do you think Italian people are like, you know, sometimes I just want Domino's?
I think Taco Bell is
It's Taco Bell. It's its own brand.
It's not like, I want Mexican food, let's go to Taco Bell.
Right. It's I want Taco
Domino's
Bell.
Domino's pizza is pizza.
Pizza is pizza.
I had some friends vacationing here years ago, and I had to go to work for a few hours or something. So I call them. I'm like, hey, what are you guys up to? Oh, we're at Chipotle. I'm like, you're visiting San Diego.
Sometimes you want Chipotle.
And you went to Chipotle. Go to Chipotle in Seattle, where you live, where they have plenty of them. You're in San Diego, and you wanted a burrito, so you went to Chipotle. It infuriated
me. But they didn't understand it. Where were they from? Seattle?
They'd been here before.
Okay.
I mean, when I travel, it's the most important thing is trying as much local food
we
as
know.
Possible.
We've traveled with you before. You and your stupid app.
Yes.
Remember, found some good places for us.
Bro, we're out there. We're planning shows. And I'm like, what are you looking at? He's like, I'm trying to find out what we're ordering for dinner tonight. Just like he's obsessive about it. What's that
I hate
app
to
called?
Waste a meal.
What's that app called?
I've got Eater. I use a lot.
Eater. Yes.
That was the one.
Definitely.
Yep.
All right, we'll come back. Thank you for the Rindle Report. How worried are you about Sean Manaea back on the mound today? We'll talk about that coming up as the Padres wrap up their homestand and series against the San Francisco Giants. That's next with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Download the free Odyssey app and follow 97.3 The Fan to receive push notifications when the Padres game starts. Thanks for listening to 97.3 The Fan. You'll get a push notification around 1:10 today, maybe a minute or two before, when the Padres wrap up their homestand with one more against the San Francisco Giants. And it's rare you see this with the Padres because every day I write down the pitching matchup, the record, and the ERAs. Almost always the Padre pitcher has a better ERA than their opponent, or it's very close. Today, it's decidedly swung in the Giants' favor. Jacob Junis, 4-3 with a 3.05 ERA. And Sean Manaea, struggling lately, 6-6 with a 4.74 ERA now.
Yep.
And coming off a very rough outing his last time out. But he's also had a number of times where he's had a bad outing and bounced right back the next time with a really good one. And I think he's got 13 quality starts, which is still near the top of the National League in that category. I just don't know what Sean Manaea the Padres are going to get today, Woods.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it's certainly a guy that you cannot help but root for. Just one of the nicest, kindest human beings on this roster. Just a spectacular, spectacular human. I want it badly for him, and I know he does too. Now, the Dodgers will rough up a lot of guys, and they did. They roughed him up good the other night. Was not the benefit of any breaks or calls or offense or really anything, but he needs to go out and have a good outing today. He does. I mean, these games are massively important down the stretch. We got to know, Benny, that we can and can count on him to go out and give us six innings today and keep us in the ballgame. It's not a world beater lineup that you're facing. They do have big league hitters, a lot of veterans over there, guys that are, you know, they were talking about the pesky guys on the Giants, you know, God, who is it? Is it Dubon? That's not Dubon. Is it Dubon? Where's
he going? Tyro Estrada.
Estrada's been
pesky. A lot of little pits the last couple of days, it
Jock
feels
Peterson
like.
Peterson is always a pest and a thorn in the Padres' side. You know, Brandon Belt, certainly veteran hitter. Brandon
Longoria.
Yeah, like, these aren't scrubs. They're not playing great, but they're not scrubs by any stretch. So, you know, it's big, man. It's a big, big start for him.
Yeah, I mean,
today.
You don't want to lose this series.
No, God,
I mean,
you don't want to lose this series.
You want to win the series, head out on the road, feeling good as you go across the country for a East Coast road trip.
Where you need to win
a lot of games.
You need to beat the Nationals every single time.
As I said earlier, and last night was probably typical of what you're going to see. You've got, you know, seven to eight playoff contenders for six spots in the National League. Almost all of them won last night. The Cardinals were the one that lost yesterday. But that's probably what it's going to be. Unless they're playing each other, you have to expect that your rivals are going to be winning down the stretch. They've set themselves up, just like you have, to win a lot of games. So now, you know, you just have to win series to keep pace, and you're going to have to sweep if you want to pick up ground and, you know, get a cushion against other teams. So losing series, against, especially at home, against a team like the Giants, who, again, not a bad team, but you do have to take care of business here. So there's a big game for the this afternoon.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, I mean, you know, the whole city is rooting for Sean. Everybody likes Sean a lot. But, you know, you don't want to have – what you don't want to have to do, Ben, is you string together three, four clunkers in a row, and then you have to start looking at moving pieces around. You don't want to do that. You want a guy that's going to go out and compete. And I think that's really all you can ask right now. Go out and compete, man. Keep us in the ballgame. The offense needs to do its job as well. With love. Love to get to Junis early and just put the pressure on them.
Let's say, you know, look on the positive side. Shamania goes out, throws well. Padres have a, you know, 4-2 lead late in the game.
Yeah.
Who's closing out the game for you today? Are you
probably Garcia?
Garcia in the ninth, or are you Chris Matt didn't play yesterday, or, you know, Nick Martinez went a couple innings a couple days ago. Do you have him throw a couple more again to finish out a game? Looked really good.
Could be a Manaea Martinez tag team today.
It's possible. I'm not sure, but you would think that Josh Hader, you will not see him today.
Yes, I would have texted him and said, you don't need to come to the game. Just stay home. Just get your head right. Go for a walk. Spend the day with your family.
I mean, it would need to be like the 14th or 15th inning.
There's no way. He can't pitch today.
You might see him.
Thrown 70 pitches in 2 days. No way. So, you will not see him. Hey, I will bet if there was a, whatever the odds are, you will not see Josh Hader.
Best case scenario, hey, let the offense started to wake up. How about putting a bunch
rolling.
Of runs on the board in a day game? You know, at Petco Park, Padres seem to hit a little better under the sun. You know, put up some runs and maybe make it a laugher for once.
Get on that plane after a 9-4 victory.
Take your swaggy pictures
yes.
as you walk out.
Do
and
it all.
Post them on Twitter. And
get hammered on the plane. Have a great time.
Not too hammered. You do have to play tomorrow.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, it's not
They're
a day off.
They're off when?
No, not at all.
I thought they had a day off.
I think it's seven in a row in 7 days on this road trip.
Never mind. Don't listen to me.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. It does happen. I am now checking the Padres' schedule and... Oh, yeah, they do have a day. It's a three-game series.
Tomorrow.
The second series against Washington at home is a four-game series that starts on a Thursday. That was
so they're off
in my brain. So they
tomorrow.
Are off tomorrow.
Yeah, get hammered.
And they start
on
Friday. You can get hammered.
Get just wrecked.
Don't go ahead.
Drink Jack Daniel's fire, though.
It's have all sissy. The cinnamon whiskey that
yeah,
you'd like.
Apparently, if you drink
on the
it, you're
flight
big
across the country. But win the game first
yeah.
before you do that.
Happy flight today.
Speaking of travels, our friend Adam Jones is traveling. We found out that he is... in Saint-Tropez on the French Riviera, and talking a lot of Manny Machado earlier. We'll bring some of that back for you coming up next in our final segment of Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I catch a Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tower 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Goal Zero Solar Generators. Goal Zero is home backup systems. Power your fridge, lights, Wi-Fi, TV, and more, all with clean energy from the sun, which means you can have peace of mind when blackouts hit. Learn more at GoalZero.com. So, yeah, nice try, blackouts, but you just got owned. Owned.
You just got owned.
Yes, you did.
Blackouts.
Giants got owned last night by the Padres on a walk-off by Manny Machado. Ooh. We've been talking about it all day long. Series finale.
Amazing.
This afternoon at 1:10, 12:10 pregame show here on 97.3 The Fan. It was nice. Now you're going for a series victory, and we already talked about Sean Manaea. How important that is. Earlier, though, we had a chance to catch up with our regular Wednesday guest, Adam Jones, who has been on a European vacation. Now, the last couple of weeks, he was in Spain, and I figured, well, he's probably still there. But we found out from Paul, no, he's moved on from Spain. But he didn't tell us where he was going to be. So,
he told me. I wanted you guys to
Paul didn't tell us where he was. So we were kind of like, it was a surprise. And we're going to bring back that interview. So we have to discover basically early on the interview where he is. Correct, Paul?
Yeah.
So that's where we kind of start things out and then get into some Manny Machado talking more with Adam Jones. We'll get to that after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, as we got to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, last couple of weeks, we've been joined by Adam Jones from Spain, Barcelona area, but he's moved on, apparently. And I don't think it's the old Eurorail backpack youth hostel vacation from what I have seen so far on Zoom. So good morning to us. Good afternoon to you, Adam. I don't know where you are, but it looks incredible.
I'm in Central Pay right now.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Central Pay.
Yeah, and I got a good call from my financial advisor that my wife is spending too much damn money. But it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, this place is amazing. Everybody got on Gucci, Louis Vuitton, a name brand something. I'm just sitting there in a damn... I got a BYL t-shirt on. It's like, damn, I think I need to go get a Louis Vuitton tank top.
Just like, trying to fit in.
Make me feel broke.
I mean,
I gotta fit in. I bought some Hoochie Daddy shorts. That's a new thing. So I got all thighs out right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm living.
You are incredible. Saint-Tropez. All I remember about Saint-Tropez was they mentioned it in a commercial for Bande de Soleil.
Is that the French Riviera?
I don't know what we're talking about here? Is it the French? Are you at the...
Yes. The French Riviera. Yes. It's the last part of the French Riviera. And the crazy part is we're at the adult pool and we meet people that her husband is one of the White Sox owners and they have a quote-unquote second home in Rancho Santa Fe. And I'm like, you rich bastards.
You say that as you're sitting there. Yeah. And
Exactly. Like, I'm not in my presence, right?
Yeah. I mean, you didn't win, like, a timeshare thing. Like, you know, like, you didn't have to
got
sit
a
through
it. One.
Yeah, got a hole
close,
in one.
This is the closest to the pin, and I got this trip.
That's so good. My man, thank you for joining us from Saint-Tropez, which is still just blowing my mind right now. We always appreciate your time. I got a DM last night, Adam, from from one of our listeners, one of our favorite listeners, Josh, and he said, I'll just read it to you. He goes, Woodsy, every time we go through a stretch where we struggle to hit, people want to fire the hitting coach, and it drives me bananas. Can you please ask Mr. Adam Jones tomorrow what a hitting coach actually does and how they actually impact players during a season? Now, we have not spoken to Mike Brodeur since he's been here. That's just kind of been the way it's gone. The Padres, I think, like every team, go through some ups and downs hitting. But, you know, in your experience, tell us about some of the guys that were your hitting coaches, you know, and really what their job is on a day-to-day basis. And do you think that they're the fall guys sometimes?
Well, I mean, you can't fire all the players.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, the manager's always the fall guy. That's just how it works. But I've had great hitting coaches. The best ones have always tried to, like, make me better at what I do. Like, I remember I had old hitting coach when I was with Seattle who tried to make me hit like Sammy. Tried to make me hit. Like, he was like, oh, Sheffield did this. And I'm like, hey, you want to talk about what they did? Okay, let's not, like, but hitting coaches, they're special. The relationship, the bond, sitting in there in the room, one-on-one conversations about not just hitting, about all different things, because hitting is so emotional that, you know, it takes you to dark places when you're struggling, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And like, seriously, it's like you sitting there like, why am I here? Like, I shouldn't be here. I should be, you know, I mean, conducting traffic outside. But no, it's, you can't fire the hitting coaches during the season. Because that is something that the guys are, they're invested into the hitting coaches.
Yeah.
And like pitchers into the pitching coaches differently, because again, managers manage. They manage the overall game. Everything that's going on, they manage everything. So they're the fall guy. But the hitting coaches does hitters. The pitching coach does pitchers. And there's no overlapping in those departments. But the manager oversees everything. So when things don't go right, he has to be the fall guy. When the team's not playing well, Melvin's the one that's talked. You have to mention Melvin. Because if you mention hitting coach, trust me, it gets really sticky. Because remember, in Baltimore, we had fantastic hitting coaches, and then whenever we went and struggled, they would go and say, well, their hitting coach was a guy who swung and missed, so like they just have one stupid philosophy. And we're like, actually no, that's one guy's, like, how he played, his philosophy is different. It's just when you're talking about hitting coaches, it's a very, very sticky situation, because the bond is something that it just can't be described.
No, I mean, I appreciate that insight. And, you know, there, you don't have to, you know, some of the best hitting coaches were not that great of hitters. And it's like golf coaches. I mean, not really, some of them just, they're not PGA. You don't have to have been Ted Williams or Tony Gwynn to be a good hitting coach. And so, I was just fascinated by that question. And it is something that, like, if we don't understand, I don't have a guy that comes in and, hey, let's work through those commercials that you're reading. You know, do it this way. Like, that would drive me batty. But a guy that you can go in and bounce ideas off of that helps you kind of develop a plan. I mean, the players ultimately have to execute, and the manager's got to execute and push the right button. So I do appreciate that insight.
Yeah, hey, I'm just saying, that's me. I'm trying to give you what we all want to know, what the masses want to hear, but they can't grasp, because it's over their heads, no matter how you try to look at it.
Yeah, it is.
When you walk into that clubhouse, it's over their heads. When like, I've seen people that love baseball and just admire baseball, been around it the whole time. I take them in the clubhouse and they damn near drop, their jaws drop, they freeze.
So true.
I'm like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, the dude's right here, like, what's up? Because me, obviously, these are my comrades, so it's easy. But then see people that are my same age as me freeze up just because, oh, that's oh my God. Like, hey man, he's a regular dude. He puts his pants on like you. He stink like you too. Relax. So I try to put that into perspective, because we're human. We like whiskey. We like scotch. We like beer. We like tequila. You know what I mean? But we can't do it around everybody because people take too many damn pictures.
Adam, I want to ask you about, how do you stay confident? It seems like so much of hitting, at least observing it, is confidence when you're up there at the plate. And everybody struggles, and I bring it up because Manny Machado, you know, his numbers haven't been as good since the ankle injury. He struggled, but when he was asked about it and the Padres struggles, he says, I'm not worried. Why? Well, because I'm Manny bleeping Machado. And then the next day he goes out and hits a walk-off three-run home run,
Manny,
like he does last night.
Machado. Yeah,
that's exactly what he said.
Right.
So How do you stay confident? How does a guy like that, even when the numbers don't support it, assume, oh yeah, but next bat, I'm going up and I'm hitting the big hit.
All right. So here's the thing. Name one pressure that Manny Machado has on him. None. He's got 7 years left on his contract. Are they releasing him? Hell no.
No.
He has no pressure. He understands that. Okay, look it. I'm human. I'm going to struggle. But for the most part, I'm going to be pretty damn good. I'm going to go my ups and downs like everybody else does. No matter who the hitter is you want to talk about. Luis Arraez at the All-Star break hitting 330. He struggled a lot since the All-Star break. It's the game. The game is hard. That's for a reason. If it was easy, again, everybody be doing it. So Manny understands that. Look, I'm going to go. I'm going to take my bruises. I'm going to take them with my chin up. But the second that, you know, I turn the page, I'm going to take him with the chin up too. Cause that's how I like Manny. He's always been even keel. Obviously he shows emotion good on both sides, but he's such even keeled and calm, especially now he's 30 with his old ass. It's for someone who's seen him as, you know, an 18-year-old coming to our first spring training, to now seeing him as a grown ass man with 10 years of service time. He got way too much money. He need to buy one of these damn boats to just dock it in San Tropez for me. but just to see all of his just maturation process, it's like it's amazing, because I was that guy to other people who they seen me grow up, and you know they always told me about, you know, I'm glad you took it this way and did it this way. So it's good to see what he's doing, and it's the confidence. Obviously, I know him. Confidence will never go anywhere, no matter what. 0-for-4, and you know he ain't gonna be 0-for-4 with two errors. That's just not his kind of game. If he's 0-for-4, best believe he's gonna make the best play of the night, because he knows if I don't get no hit, you don't get no damn hit. And he learned that early on from myself, from JJ, from Weeders, from Markakis, because you got to play both sides of the ball. And he gets that better than anybody in the league right now. But I'd say, you know, you don't want to mention Arenado. Arenado gets that side too. I love Arenado.
I get that, you know, Manny, he's got his contract, whatever. You say no pressure. But how is not, you know, 40,000 screaming people who want to see you, you know, hit a home run and walk the game off? There's pressure there,
but that's what he does.
There's pressure there to succeed, no matter what your contract says. You go up there in a stadium with the game on the line. You can't tell me that he's not, and you're not feeling pressure in that situation.
For him, what? There's no pressure.
Wow.
It's like, hey, if I get it done, I get it done. If I don't, I'm going to grind and try to do it the next time. He understands turning the page, flipping the page, and the only time you can't flip the page is the elimination game.
Yeah.
There's only time you can't turn the damn page. And he gets it. And I looked at the standings this morning, and I was like, damn, that win was huge. You know how bad we needed that damn win? Oh, my Lord. The Phillies have been hot. The Phillies got one of the softest schedules the rest of the way. So I'm like, damn. So this win was big. And you got, what, 50-something games left? You got 9 against the Dodgers. Like, these games are huge. A lot of division games left. You have teams that are fighting for something. The Giants are fighting. You have two teams in the Rockies and the Diamondbacks that you have players that are fighting for next year's jobs. Those are the most dangerous teams.
Yes.
When you have guys that are fighting for next year's job, because you got a 24-year-old who got the taste of the major leagues, he's going to do every single thing he can to put up numbers and produce so that he can get that job or get a great consideration going to spring training. So it's going to be a tough road, but I think this is what baseball is about. This is what the challenge is about. And this is why you have two halves of baseball. You don't have the first half is beautiful. It's all grand. You get all the all-stars and all that. It's beautiful. It's warm. It's about to get cold. And people are about to get angry, because what do you want to see in September? Winning. Nothing more, nothing less. So the Padres have a tough task ahead of them. And I'm on board, and I'm in with the third baseman, being himself, and the shortstop looming. I've watched his minor league games. Let's go.
Let's go.
It could be a very fun 6 weeks.
Adam, well, I'm not going to stand between you and more Saint-Tropez. That blue water and that coast looked fantastic.
You should see the spread he's got on his table. He sent it to us. I mean, it's like, how many beers deep are
what
you,
What kind of beer
way?
Is that, anyway?
Yeah, what kind of beer is it? Hey, how many have you had?
Let's not talk about how many beers I'm deep. Let's just talk about that I'm drinking blonde of Saint-Tropez. Right. I was at the pool, and my wife was like, you're not taking that one up to talk to them. I was like, no. So then on my way back, when she wasn't looking, I stopped at the bar.
Oh, you are the GOAT, man. Thank you
all
so
right, go
much.
Go back
brother.
And monitor the spending.
Have fun.
Thanks, Adam.
Always, man.
Adam Jones on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. That wasn't what really got you going, though.
No.
It was actually
it was great.
Before the interview, when we were just getting ready to bring him on, and he was sitting waiting on Zoom. We couldn't talk to him, but he decided to...
He texted me. He goes, hey, watch this.
Throw some shade our way. Yeah.
He turns on his video feed and shows us the view. It was stunning. And then the spread that he had in front of him, fruit, pancakes, cake, beer, everything. Anything you could imagine was right there in front of him. And this is how it sounded.
You want to be jealous, you bastards? I don't know. I'm going to switch the camera. Look at this, you fat asses. I know you fat bastards want to eat some of this. Look at you. You rotten, no good mother. Look at you. And this beer, fire.
Rotten, no good mother ever.
You rotten, no good mother.
I honestly say, since we have started talking to him regularly and forming a relationship, this is a delight. I have enjoyed every minute.
Fat asses.
You know what's funny? I think he has two. I think he's really, really enjoying
it. I don't know why, but
he tweets it every week. Yeah. My 15 minutes of fame. I love it. It makes me so happy. I like what a great relationship that's become. He's just incredible.
I know you fat bastards want to eat some of this. Look at you.
I love it so much. That'll be in the Tournament of Drops for sure.
Yep.
Come February or March. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean,
when do we do the Tournament of Drops? March?
March.
March.
Yeah. In conjunction with the
March
other
Madness.
Brackets items that go on that time of year. All right. Well, a walk-off win is incredible and great. It loses a lot of meaning if you go out and lose the next day. So, big one today for the Padres. 12:10 pregame show, 1:10 first pitch. Chime and I on the mound, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to talk about it. I believe it's an Eno Saris Thursday, so some smart baseball as well. Get his thoughts on everything that's happened this last week for the Padres. Always very exciting. That's it for us. Coach John Quintero is coming up next. For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you tomorrow here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.